Hi folks, welcome back here with another episode on our Tune In Tuesday series of the Back to Divinity podcast. This is a bit delayed. It's been about 2 weeks since I released the last video, really around the time in which Back to Divinity reached a year anniversary. Again, I believe in divine timing. Everything happens for a reason. So this video is being released in its most fullest divine timing. However, we did have 3D intentions to release it a lot earlier, but I think a reset is exactly what needed to happen in order to embark on our second year of Back to Divinity. So super excited to see where the platform continues to go. And again, if you really want to understand why Back to Divinity exists in the first place and what its goals, desires, longer term vision is, please go back to the first ever video that was released on Back to Divinity as it answers all of those questions. So as we embark on the second year, we are still going to be focusing on how we can use the energies to best co-create. And co-creation is super important because a lot of the topics nowadays, people are talking about how we can manifest our reality. And manifesting is something that is super significant, important, a powerful tool, but it also requires mastering and understanding. And there are so many layers to manifestation. There's also a manifestation video that was released in season one of the Back to Divinity podcast. And I most likely will create a part two at some point that will continue to talk about how to best master manifestation and show more testimonies of how manifestation has worked in my own life. But I do have a video that I have released already on it, and I will most likely tag it at the end of this video just because I think it's a really important time period right now to be thinking about those things, because there's this energy in the air of very much death and rebirth. Pluto is about to go direct in this time period, which we'll unpack. Mercury is entering Scorpio, which is more death and rebirth energy. And then Saturn did dabble back into Pisces before it continues going into Aries once it goes direct later on at the beginning of 2026. So there is a heightened energy as we wrap up the 9 year. This video will not talk about the rest of the year. However, we will focus on the remainder of Libra season. So first things first, we will start off with a life update. As you all know, this video is a bit delayed. A lot of that has to do with the fact that I got sick again. And typically for me, when I'm getting sick and things of that sort, it's a sign to me that I'm reaching burnout and I need to slow down. So I did take the time to slow down and recharge so that I can mentally ground myself at this time. And that's a lot of the energy that I have been in, just a lot of obsessive thinking about the future, trying to make it through the day-to-day with day-to-day responsibilities and things of that sort. And a lot of that can be very draining. And with eclipse season, with the full moon, new moon energy, the double new moon that went from 0 to 29 degrees in the sign of Virgo, very much our health, our daily routines, and how we're taking care of ourselves, that was definitely highlighted for me as well. And so there was a need to take a pause to really reflect. And it was a great moment to do it right in between Back to Divinity reaching its 1 year and beginning now going into its second year. So great slow down moment to recenter and reground. And so I took that energy as well and focused on how I can reground in all areas of my life, starting with centering myself. So as I was diving into the tarot message for the collective of Back to Divinity and those in which this video will find, it was very reflective of also the energies that I have been in, and I guess, again, collective energy, so I'm not surprised. So what came out was originally the King of Pentacles, sort of sideways, almost reversed. And the King of Pentacles is our most grounded energy, our most secure stability, things of that sort, feeling very centered and stable, secure, protected, feeling safe. That really powerful earth energy, right? And so there could be this energy, and this is very reflective of, with this earth sign energy, the Virgo energy that was in the air highlighted during this eclipse season. And then the Nine of Swords, which is very much being in one's head and trying to get through or pass any sense of lingering thoughts, obsessive thinking, anxiety, and things of that sort. Darker emotions, heavier emotions, big feelings, right? Big thoughts, loud mental chatter is sort of the energy of that. So there could be this energy, and very reflective of what I've been going through as well. So you're not alone. This is the energy in the air for a reason. These things are being highlighted for a reason. It's meant to trigger some sort of momentum. It's meant to trigger some sort of action-oriented energy to make change, to go in different directions, to pivot, to reroute. And so with this Nine of Swords, King of Pentacles sort of sideways energy, our energy around what makes us feel most secure, stable, and grounded is being sort of rocked. Like the boat is being rocked. Our sense of stability, our sense of security, our sense of grounded, a sense of finding safety in what was, in our comfort, all of that is being rocked. And it's sort of pushing us past our comfort zone in a lot of ways. But ultimately, again, it is trying to steer the boat in alignment with the direction which you're supposed to be going. Not to say that where you were was not necessarily in alignment, because we're always where we need to be. However, it is pointing to the fact that where you need to be is now going to shift into a new direction. And so that energy with the Page of Cups on the bottom of the deck, when I pulled on the collective energy, is very much highlighting this energy around our dreams, our passions, our desires, our creativity, our sparks of inspiration. And those things are sort of hidden, and they need to be sort of unpacked or uncovered or brought to the surface from underneath whatever gunk is, that mental chatter, all of that's blocking it from being able to rise up. So with this energy, and we'll get into it with the astrology that's coming up, there is a sense of uncovering and digging deeper into our sense of self in ways that allow for us to fully blossom in the directions in which we are meant to be going, in the new endeavors and the new journeys and paths that we are meant to be undertaking. So there is a lot of bubbling up to the surface energy. And I think the eclipse season was sort of what was highlighting the fact that something needs to give, or something needs to change, or some habit needs to go, or some environment needs to change. And it wasn't that the change was actually happening, but more so that things started to be highlighted or brought to your attention to let you know, hey, hey, this needs to change, or hey, hey, this needs to go, or hey, hey, this needs to stop. And so that energy is sort of going to continue to linger with Libra season as we are more decisive with the scales. Things are being brought to justice. Decisions are being made. Things are being changed, as Libra is this cardinal energy that we are in right now and will continue to be in through October until we get into Scorpio season. But until then, because again, Scorpio is that death and rebirth energy, so that's what propels this change in the first place. Libra season is going to start bringing things to balance in order for us to fully rise up like the phoenix come Scorpio season. So let's talk about now the astrologies. Mercury is entering Scorpio on October 6th, and this video is being released on October 7th. So we will be already a days into Mercury and Scorpio energy. So Mercury is our planet of communications, conversations, social networks, social gatherings, social energy, our curiosity to learn, and things of that sort. Our mental questions, our mental chatter, all of that is our Mercury energy. And that is going into the sign of Scorpio. Scorpio is the deeper layer energy. It's our death and rebirth energy, meaning that it brings things up to the surface to allow for transformation. It allows for shedding of the skin like the snake, right? It allows for that butterfly sort of effect where you're going through the journey of going within, you know, growing, shedding, and then fully rising up like the beautiful butterfly that we all have the potential to be. But in order for that to happen, we need to first authentically connect with ourselves, and that is going into the deeper core, our deeper layers, which is that scorpionic energy, our intensity, right? And so with Mercury entering into that energy, we could start to see that we start expressing ourselves in a way that is more in alignment with ourselves. And in order to fully get there, and there may be triggering conversations, more intense conversations, more intense communications, life-altering messages and news coming your way. There could be conversations around grief, or simply conversations around loss of, you know, anything in your life, whether that is leaving a job, leaving a person, leaving a relationship, leaving a place, whatever that looks like. Deeper conversations, deeper mental thoughts, and all of it ultimately is allowing for you to shed, feel deeply, and uncover layers that allow for you to release weight so that you can then rise up in your glory, right? And so that can be very much highlighted with Mercury and Scorpio. There could be powerful exchanges in terms of intimacy. So whatever intimacy feels and looks like for you, that can also be highlighted with Mercury and Scorpio. So yeah, of course, that also is in connection to, you know, simply sex. Sex can also be highlighted. Sexuality, your sensual nature, all of those things can be highlighted with Mercury in Scorpio. Alrighty, so that's something to look out for the time period of, you know, majority of Libra season and the majority of October. And then we have our full moon in Aries literally the next day happening at 14 degrees. So this full moon in Aries, just saw a butterfly and we're talking about butterflies. But anyways, this full moon in Aries is very significant to the fact that full moon energy is culminations, endings, cycle closure, and things of that sort. Aries energy is the first sign of the zodiac. It's embarking on this new beginning journey. It's embarking on new things, jumping into the unknown. So that's that Aries energy. It's the baby when it's coming out of the womb, right? And so that being said, whatever is sort of been hidden, again, with Mercury entering Scorpio at around the same time, which is full moon Aries' energy is happening, there could be conversations or expressions of yourself that are becoming more in alignment. So that's you being bold and assertive and saying no to whatever is stopping you from fully being in your most authentic energy. It's breaking into more independence. So breaking away from things that are stopping you from feeling free. And you feel that sort of confidence, that sort of push to break away with these energies in the sky. Additionally, there could be this energy around self versus the other that's being highlighted, as Aries energy is opposite Libra. Aries is the first house, our identity, our sense of self. And like the baby when it's coming out of its womb, it has no sense of self. And it learns its sense of self through observing others at first and absorbing from it. And then from there, throughout its journey, the rest of the journey, it uncovers who they are at their core. But that doesn't happen immediately with Aries energy. So there is this sort of call to shed whatever is stopping you from fully embodying who you are, right? There could be this energy around questioning, how is it that my sense of self and how I perceive myself is being impacted by how others are perceiving me? How is it that there is a difference between how others are perceiving me versus how I perceive myself, and vice versa? So that energy could also be highlighted in the air. You could be called to want to change your appearance with Aries energy, how we express ourselves, especially with the Scorpio energy. There could be some death and rebirth into how you express yourself, whether that's physically or whether that's how you're speaking, whatever it is, your expression could be altering at this time. But ultimately, these changes are more in alignment with who you feel you are at your core, as we are connecting that Aries and that Scorpio energy. Aries on the surface and Scorpio underneath, there is that alignment energy that is coming from that. So fully stepping into your truest self and self and your potential. And so that can create life-altering changes in terms of how you're expressing yourself in your day-to-day. Because as you would tap into your most authentic self, it urges you, it pushes you to also live that authenticity through your day-to-day experience, right? Making sure that your sense of self is being seen through how you approach your day-to-day, what you're eating, what you're consuming, who you're spending your time with, where you're spending the majority of your time at, and what you're doing on a day-to-day, right? So all of those things are very much connected and will be highlighted and can be undergoing some sort of change that is fully being driven by you. You are the one that is making this change with this Aries energy. You are the one who is lighting up the fire, right? You are the one who can only make this decision, as Aries is the emperor. Aries is the assertive one. Aries is this Mars action-oriented energy. Same thing with Scorpio being Mars energy and Pluto energy, right? So Aries and Scorpio both being ruled by Mars. Mars energy is very much being highlighted at this time. And from what I remember in the previous video, I believe Mars is in Scorpio. So that being said, with Mars energy also in Scorpio, Mars is very much dominating the astrological energies for the month of October. So that being said, death and rebirth is bound to happen. That is giving quick pivots, quick changes, endings to things, and moving in different directions. Again, all a little bit more in alignment with our truest self, all a little bit more in alignment with our deepest core, and therefore expressing that change on our day-to-day, and therefore causing us to be more assertive in what we're going to be saying yes to and what we'll be saying no to. With this full moon happening at 14 degrees specifically, this is Taurus energy, the Taurus degree. Taurus energy is opposite Scorpio. So Taurus is very much our sensuality as well, our beauty, our appearance as well. Remember, Scorpio is the hidden, so Taurus is going to be what's really seen. Our sense of sensuality, our sense of how we are expressing ourselves, beauty, Venus energy is very much highlighted, and we are in Libra season, which is Venus energy as well. So that being said, there could be some sort of changes that impact your finances, as Taurus is our finances, your relationship to beauty, your relationship to how you are showing up physically in terms of appearance. And this could also mean saying goodbye to any business partnerships or saying hello to business partnerships. Again, with this full moon Aries dichotomy, there is this ending new beginning. And this dichotomy happening right after the dichotomy of the moon at 29 degrees, new and ending. It's letting us see this very much cyclical nature, more like infinity, but yes, cyclical nature of saying no to something and yes to something at the same time. So as we are shedding, we are opening and the space for new things to come in. So loss is always opening up the door in some way, shape, or form. Then we have the new moon in Libra that is happening towards the end of October. That will be more highlighted in the next video. But before that even happens, Venus will then be shifting into Libra. So it's going to feel most at home. That is happening on October 13th. So our sense of beauty, we could feel very in connection with our appearance. We could feel very much in our element with how we are showing up and how we are dressing and how we are portraying ourselves. We could feel very charming. We could feel a little bit more charismatic. We could have a more charismatic approach to how we are approaching our spending, how we are approaching our beauty. You could be called to spend money on beauty products, beauty changes, beauty themes, and things of that sort. Additionally, partnerships and love could be highlighted. There could be a little bit more romantic energy in the air, going on date, going on, or just quality time sort of energy, with love and partnership being highlighted as Venus is in its home Libra energy. Balance, karma, past life energy, things of that sort could also be highlighted. So there could be almost this energy of like karmic relationships being highlighted in whatever shape or form, because again, there is this death and rebirth energy in the sky. So could be one way or the other, relationships being brought up to the surface in terms of maybe communications that needed to happen to help the progression of the relationship, or communications that needed to happen to help pivot the direction of the relationship. So things of that sort could also be highlighted with Venus and Libra. Additionally, the day after that, we do have Pluto going direct. So Pluto will be going direct in Aquarius at 1 degree. 1 degree is the Aries degree, and Aquarius being very much also our authenticity and connection to the Aries identity. There could be, with Pluto going direct, Pluto again, scorpionic energy, death and rebirth happening with this Aquarius and Aries energy, there is heavy dependence, freedom, assertiveness, being decisive and going into the directions of changes, plot twist energy, tower moments, abrupt shifts and turns, especially with Uranus also being in Gemini, this again, decisive change energy, unexpected communications and news and messages that just change the direction of things. So again, that can also be very much highlighted. So as you can see, everything that I mentioned in terms of what will be coming up is very much connected to one and the other. This is why we focus so much on looking at the bigger picture of things and understanding astrology through that very eagle eye perspective, because it helps you see how everything really is connected, and how you are also connected to it, and how you are then impacted by it, and how you can best co-create with those energies to manifest the reality that you want to bring into your life, to be in alignment with the energies rather than moving against the energies, further exerting your own energy in a way that isn't in alignment or helpful for moving in the directions in which you truly desire to move into. So that is the main energy in the air. If you really want to get into the nitty gritty of what is happening astrologically, we are back here again with our Tune In Tuesday series. We'll keep it going. Again, everything in divine timing, but very much happy to be back into things and very much looking forward to seeing how Back to Divinity continues to grow. We are still offering astrological readings, so please book yourself a reading. I also will be releasing a new service as we are entering the second year of Back to Divinity, in which you can book a reading to know what is coming for you in the next month. So monthly readings will be also offered now, in which you can get a little bit more of a specified, personalized cosmic guidance to understand how you can best co-create with the energies in the air. Thank you so much again for listening. If you made it all the way to the end of this video, and please share with others who can benefit from this topic of conversation. Enjoy Libra season and enjoy fall. Goodbye, y'all.